Do you know your savoury toast from your savoury mince on toast? And what is the proper way to make savoury toast? There's a child of the Northwest who's been offering her comforting guidance online, educating the untoasted. Ange Wilson, hello. What would be your earliest memory of savoury toast?
Oh, look, I have many. And, you know, since you've asked me to come on, I've realised that it's actually been quite a large part of my life. Mm. So this is quite a nostalgic trip down memory lane. Of course, my mother in Devonport and my nan in Ulverston always made delicious savoury toast and still do. Nan's 94 and can still whip up a batch that tastes better than, you know, anyone else's.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so that's probably the earliest memory. But in recent years, I made it probably about 10 years ago for a party that I had, and everyone kind of were quite surprised but had different names for it. One of my friends used to call it Zippy Toast. That was what her grandmother used to call it. Another friend called it Olympic Toast because they made it one year when the Olympics were on. It's very versatile, clearly. Last year, my friend threw me a birthday party. I was very lucky, and I said, I'll just do some savoury toast. You know, I'm not fancy, just savoury toast. And my friend said, no, we are not serving savoury toast.
What? It's your birthday. You can have what you like.
Thank you. But they did. My lovely friend, Em, who is a home ec teacher at Launceston College, she made me my very own serve of savoury toast for my birthday.
I hope they're still teaching that stuff.
I think they are, yeah. Well, she's listening now, and I'm pretty sure they are, you know. It's a staple. And then a couple of years ago, a male friend invited me out on a yacht for a little trip, and I said, I'll bring lunch, and I took along a lunchbox of savoury toast.
You took savoury toast
on
a yacht.
And he had never tried it before. So, look, I like to think I am educating people one you know, batch at a time.
You paired it with a French cuvee or something.
And some peeled grapes, yeah.
So what goes into savoury toast, Ange?
Well, obviously there's lots of different recipes, and it's that kind of thing where you don't really need to, measure it. It's more of a, it comes from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way you feel. So, the ingredients generally are a beaten egg, some finely chopped bacon, a dash of Worcestershire sauce, some tomato sauce or barbecue sauce, lots of grated cheese, and salt and pepper, and onion if you feel like it. And then just mix it all together in a smooth kind of, till it becomes a bit like a paste, a smooth paste, and then spread it on some pieces of bread and into the oven it goes.
Into the oven, okay.
Yes, into the oven.
What if you had an electric fry pan on the go?
I don't know. That's you should definitely give it a go. Mm. I reckon maybe cover the top with some foil or a lid.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I must say, like, I haven't tried it that way, but you know, I encourage people to get as creative as they can with their savoury toast over the weeks and months of isolation, perhaps, that we have ahead of us.
Is it something you can order out anywhere these days?
It's definitely available in cafes on the Northwest Coast. So you can definitely buy it there. I don't know that I've seen it in any cafes probably south of Oatland. At my wake, there was a lovely serving of savoury toast. So I definitely can tell you that it goes down as far as Oatland. But look, it might be one of those things where there is that parochial divide. Mm.
Look, if you have experienced savoury toast south of Oatlands, then please do let me know. Or is that the savoury toast line in Tasmania? You can text through 0438 922 936. Is there debate about how to make it properly, Ange?
Oh, look, I'm sure there is. I mean, I'm a very much a traditionalist. I'm the opposite of a foodie when it comes to my great Northwest Coast food. I make it very, you know, the very simple traditional way, but I'm sure people put, you know, fancy things in, probably spring onions, and I'm sure there are very much a lot of variations. It is one of those things, though, you can throw in whatever is left over in the fridge as well, a bit like savoury mince, which I did cook this week, and that's what caused this conversation.
Yeah.
Because people were confused that, yes, savoury mince and savoury toast were different things.
Yeah. Because both can be served. I mean, savoury mince on toast is how you eat it.
You can definitely have it, yep, on toast. So look, the wonders of the Northwest Coast, though, I really feel sorry for anyone who wasn't born there and didn't grow up there because we do have some very special delicacies.
What do you put in your savoury mince?
Once again, pretty traditional, but you can make it different ways. So I make mine with more of a gravy base, but some people make it with maybe more of a tomato-y base.
See, your gravy base gives you the proper savoury tang, whereas a tomato-y base gets a bit sweet, I find.
Completely. Mm. And then it's just whatever veggies chopped that you might like in it. Cook it up and you can eat it. I'll be having it for dinner again tonight.
Yes.
You can eat it for, the next few days.
I think I'm enough of a kid still that if I eat savoury mince, I will eat all the bits of carrot out of it first. So I eat my veggies, but then I get to enjoy the experience of savoury mince with no carrot in it.
Yes. Well, look, it's very versatile any way you want to do it. A friend said, I didn't have any peas in mine. I don't really like peas, so I didn't put peas in it, but most people do. But it's that kind of thing, It's a very nice, comforting, simple food that is fairly cheap and will last a while.
So when the recommendation got around to have a bit of extra food in the pantry, nothing ridiculous, but just so you could look after yourself for a couple of weeks if you had to, how quick was your dash to the savoury toast and the savoury mince ingredients?
Well, I haven't gone down the savoury toast path tonight, but look, talking about it all afternoon, I'm going to have to make it for tea tonight, aren't I?
You really are.
it wasn't that fast, I must say. I'm trying not to buy into the whole panic shopping, but the beauty of it is you can usually cook it with whatever you have in your fridge or freezer. So, but tins of tomatoes, this one didn't have a tin of tomatoes in it, my savoury mince, because they are very hard to come by at the moment.
Oh, yeah, I think mince is as well, actually. You'd want to have some in the freezer already to attempt that one, I think, Ange.
Although I live in South Hobart, and walking to work today, the South Hobart butcher, his sign outside was just completely mince, mince, mince. So if you are looking for mince in the mince shortages, go head on to Mark on Macquarie, who is the South Hobart butcher, and he will sort you out.
All the vegans. South Hobart vegans.
Yeah.
Leaving plenty of mince for everyone else.
Maybe that's the thing. They're all vegetarians, so he's got plenty. Yes. But, I think it is that kind of time where we are going to have to be a bit more creative with things and maybe look to some of our past idols like Marjorie Bly, who could make, anything out of anything. I think we have a lot of, the woman who wrote the Central Cookery Cookbook, which became, such an icon throughout Tasmania. We have many people that have been through tough times in the past that we can look to for inspiration.